Be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O
Jesus took Peter, John, and James and went up the mountain to pray. While he was praying, his face changed in appearance, and his clothing became dazzling white. And behold, two men were conversing with him, Moses and Elijah, who appeared in glory and spoke of his exodus, and he was going to accomplish in Jerusalem. Peter and his companions had been overcome by sleep, but becoming fully awake, they saw his glory and the two men standing with him. And they were about to part from him. Peter said to Jesus, "Master, it is good that we are here. Let us make three tents, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." And he did not know what he was saying. While he was still speaking, a cloud came and cast a shadow over them, and they became frightened when they entered the cloud. Then when the cloud came, a voice that said, "This is my chosen son, listen to him." After the voice had spoken, Jesus was found alone. And they fell silent and did not at that time tell anyone what they had seen. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Please be seated.
So this is the imminent time when Jesus, before he came to Jerusalem, that's the period of his transfiguration. Confirmation of his Messiah. You remember when he was baptized by John Baptist? Also, there was a voice from heaven, "This is my beloved Son." And at this time, the same, "This is my beloved Son," by adding, "Listen to him." So the first time the voice is confirming that he is the Savior. This time, it asks the disciple to follow Jesus because they are afraid to go up to Jerusalem because Jesus already said he will be killed over there. That's why all the disciples want to stop him to go up to Jerusalem. But the calling of Jesus from the Lord, from the Father, is always secure, that he has to be the Messiah. So he has to suffer for the people. And this is one of the ways that we are all called to follow him. Where to go? Symbolically, it's to Jerusalem. That means to offer our life to get of Jesus for the salvation of humanity. So we share the discipleship of the disciples and also share the gifts of Jesus Christ himself. He came on earth to sacrifice his life for the whole humanity. So we too When we suffer together with Christ, we offer our life to the Lord. When we were baptized, we share the discipleship, we share the priesthood of Jesus Christ. So whatever we do, especially in a time of suffering, we are not suffering by yourself. Together with Christ, we offer this little suffering, our own little suffering, together with Christ, so that our life can more participate in the salvation of the world. So yourself, your perfection doesn't come through, I'm good, I can pray by yourself. It's not enough. Your life is together with other people. You share the gifts of Jesus for you, with others. So whenever we suffer, in our heart, we say, thank you, Jesus. Because we are all more close to Him, because we share His life. His life, nothing else but to love. As you see, love is always losing yourself for others. You remember at the last, at the judgment, Matthew chapter 25, when the people are before the Lord, the judge, in one part, they say, they are not blessed, because the judge said, them and Jesus, when I'm hungry, you don't feed me. When I'm lonely, you don't console me, etc. So the people say, when did we see you? But the Lord said, whenever you do not do to the least of my brothers, you do not do it to me. And to the other party, you are blessed. Because I'm hungry, you give me the food. When I'm thirsty, you give me drink, etc. And they also ask, Lord, when did we see you? Jesus says, whatever you do to the least, you are doing it to me. So our life is always meeting Jesus. In the poor, in the rich, whatever the people who hate you, who loved you, we are encountering Jesus each person. This word of Jesus. Whatever you do to the least, you are doing to me. That least means someone you don't like. Whatever you do to them, you do it to Jesus. And that's the way we share our life. When we say we are united with Christ, that means united in His spirit of offering our lives. So we thank the Lord that we have this gift of faith. That especially in baptism, we share His life. So that today, what St. Paul says, today is not that I live, but Christ lives in me. So be thankful for the Lord, all the opportunities that we can offer, especially the moments that is suffering, and thank you, Jesus. And especially the Mass, all your tears, all your suffering, together with Christ, we offer for the salvation of the world. So your life is not only for yourself. We participate the mission of Christ for the salvation of the world. And today, we really, especially through the Eucharist, was not symbolic, but actually, we share the life of Christ. So this is what Paul says is so real to us. Today is not that I live, but Christ lives in me. So we share during Mass the spirit of unity. We are not different. We are one mind, one spirit. We become one body of Christ. We share His life to the salvation of the world. I believe in one God.